at Seashell Cove, written by Karen Clark and read by Susanna Hampton.
Chapter 1. Meg, come and look at this. Tracing Sam's voice to the kitchen, I found him hunched over his laptop at the breakfast bar, a half-empty breakfast smoothie at his elbow. It was putty-coloured, with lumps of banana where it hadn't blended properly, more of a lumpy than a smoothie. What is it? I said, though I guessed from his excited tone it must be cycling-related.
It's the itinerary.
The posh voice he put on clashed with his faint, milky moustache.
Paris to Geneva, he read out, his hazel eyes skimming the screen. 4 days in the saddle, riding across stunning French countryside, through medieval towns, crossing through the famous vineyard regions of Burgundy and Champagne, culminating in the crossing of the beautiful Jura Mountains.
I suppressed a sigh as I crossed the black and white checkered tile floor to join him. I'd heard so much about his upcoming cycling challenge that I felt as though I ought to know the itinerary by osmosis, but there had been some last-minute tweaks, and it had only just gone online. Sounds amazing, I said. Because I didn't begrudge him doing the challenge. It was just that training had taken up most of the year and nearly all his spare time. And I'd heard an awful lot about saddles, road surfaces, body-to-power ratios, lactate thresholds, and the benefits of windproof cycling jackets. I wouldn't mind going to Geneva.
Hmm?
He said, still reading as I hoisted myself onto a shiny American diner-style stool at the breakfast bar, gripping the edge to stop myself slithering off. They were horribly impractical while wearing a silky robe.
I doubt I'll see much of it.
It wasn't the right response, but I knew he was in the zone, and when Sam was in the zone, he found it hard to focus on anything else, even me. I was sure he'd have noticed if I'd spoken in Italian or shaved my hair off, but since I hadn't changed much in the 15 years since we'd met, there was no real need for him to drag his eyes from the screen.
I'll print it out, so you've got a copy.
He was radiating the sort of excitement normally associated with children on Christmas Eve, no doubt seeing himself sailing across the finish line, contorted over the frame of his bike in the aerodynamic position that played havoc with his back. Let's have a look, I said, leaning over, but a bolt of early sunshine had brightened the screen to a blank and I couldn't see a thing. We were in the grip of an August hot spell and my robe was already starting to cling.
Just a few more days and we'll be in Paris.
By we, he meant his fellow cycling club members, who'd signed up for the challenge at the beginning of the year.
Yay,
I said with a smile, wondering what I'd be doing while he was away, apart from worrying about whether I'd still be at the bakery when he came back.
I'm going to post our progress on the Pedal Pushers Facebook page every day, so you'll be able to picture where we are.
Lovely, I said. It might have been nice to be there in person, but the trip was members only, and I couldn't have gone anyway with the bakery up for sale.
Oh, and Mum's emailed another link to a company that does personalised wedding invitations.
This time I was sure Sam was avoiding my gaze deliberately. Beverly's email links were reaching crisis point as she attempted to organise every aspect of our wedding. She'd already persuaded Sam to book Studley Grange for the ceremony, and while I hadn't argued because, well, Studley Grange was gorgeous, if insanely expensive, her suggestions were becoming ever more outrageous. I'd already declined some rhinestone-studded invitations, as well as a scroll inside a bottle, complete with sand and shells, as being too over the top. But Sam had clicked on the link and was saying, "At least these ones are reasonably priced." He picked up his glass and attempted to swirl the sludge inside around.
3 silver hearts underneath our names and the venue, and whoever gets an invite scratches them off to reveal the wedding date.
I couldn't stop a tiny groan escaping.
Yeah, I'm not keen on the gambling element, he admitted, to my relief.
What about a customised typography of our story?
A what?
How we met, that kind of thing. His eyes zoomed over the screen, and I appreciated that he was at least making an effort to think of something besides his cycling challenge.
Our first date, first kiss, things we love to do together.
He knitted his sandy eyebrows.
Could be fun, he said doubtfully.